This podcast is part of the Big Heads Media Podcast Network. For more great podcasts, head over to bigheadsmedia.com. Hi there, folks, and welcome to the Gil More, the Gil Merrier. It's a podcast here, a bonus podcast, brought to you by us fine folks over at TV Tuners. I am your host, Swanson. With me, as always, is my co-host and stodgy headmaster, Snaremaster.
Well, I say, this woman is scandalously dressed.
That's not cool.
I'm going to take pictures of her thighs now.
That's not proper.
That's not proper at all.
Greedy to want all that.
All that leg. And with us, as always, of course, is our other co-host and snooty Frenchman, Kiorain.
Oh, I can't do the accent.
I don't like my job. I want to do it. It won't happen.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Wait, are you sure you can't do a French accent, Kio?
I guess I did it, kind of.
Yeah, you did a pretty good job, I think. I don't think it was that bad.
I feel like there's another French accent you do very frequently.
Okay, but for the amount of practice I put into that, it was very bad, though.
Yes. All right, well, we can give you another one if you want. A guy who was really mad about the lady inspecting his peaches, Kiorain.
Oh, what, they're too watery for you?
Millions of peaches. Peaches for me. Millions of peaches. Peaches for free.
Look out.
You okay, Stare? Stare, you all right? What's going on?
I'm singing the song.
The classic.
Oh, yeah, the Peaches in a Can song? That one?
Yes.
Classic song.
Yeah, peaches come in a can. I eat them with a man.
Now, peaches come from a can. They were put there by a man in a factory downtown.
And if I had my little way, I'd eat peaches every close. Day. Nature's candy in my hand or a pie. Anyway, that's the song Peaches by Presidents of the United States.
Do you believe that peaches is a euphemism?
Or
a metaphor?
For sex?
Yes. Pussy.
I mean, that's not even the body part we associate with peaches.
Oh.
Yeah, it's true. That's an ass.
Yeah. And I don't know. I'm pretty sure that song was just very hyper literal about peaches being in a can.
I think they just really love peaches. Yeah,
or maybe it is about eating ass.
Maybe. Hard to say. Maybe Gen X was the original ass eaters. Were, I guess.
Is God the man who put the peaches in the can? Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, put the peaches in the can, and now we're gonna eat them.
Sometimes song lyrics just exist to rhyme, to fill out the rhyme.
It's true. You know, sometimes a song is just there because the writers thought it was fun.
Like, Take On Me? That doesn't mean anything. That song's bullshit.
It's true.
Like the Swedish.
I mean, but cool music video, though.
Yes.
So, welcome to the Gil More, the Gil Merrier, our bonus podcast here where we're going through the first couple episodes of Gilmore Girls. This is a Buy Me a Coffee sponsored episode in that someone bought us a coffee, five to be exact, to do these episodes. We're on episode two, entitled The Lorelei's First Day at Chilton. Because they're both Lorelei.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's the second episode in the series, still written by the creator of the series. I feel like since it has less to do in terms of setup, I feel like it actually flows better than the pilot.
Yes.
So we open up, Lorelei is painting Rory's nails, because I guess she says something about bad girls wearing red nail polish.
Yes, it's clearly a reference to the Bible when Judas washed Jesus's feet.
Yes, because she betrays her by not waking up on time.
Yes.
The whole incident of this inciting incident of this episode is that Lorelei sleeps in because her fuzzy alarm clock does not go off. so she doesn't have any clothes to wear, so she has to wear this rodeo-esque outfit.
Yeah, she looks great.
I mean, yeah.
In this episode, we discover that she's not a functional human being.
Yeah, I mean, she seems functional once she's like, listen, you know, very relatable. She's functional once she's had her coffee. The whole incident started because she wasn't able to get a coffee, you know?
Yeah.
I guess you're right.
Well, she does seem to have, like, an anxiety issue because she's very catchy on her words.
Yes.
When she's talking to the secretary.
Yeah, it's, I mean, so yeah, all of this first part is, like, some really well done, just cringe comedy. Just some, just like the, every situation gets worse and worse for Lorelai in particular.
I'm incapable of divorcing myself emotionally from the characters I see on the screen, so it was awful. I hated it.
You felt like you were there being embarrassed in front of a headmaster of a school.
Yeah. I was quietly cussing out her mom the entire time. What a bitch. Well,
yeah, her mom is a complete shit.
Hey, asking her mom, this is the analogy I wanted to make for sure. Asking her mom for money was like opening Pandora's box here.
Yeah, but she wanted her daughter to go to a private school, so this is what you get. Just remember, let this be a lesson to everybody. Don't send your children to private schools.
Yeah, that's the lesson to make.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not impressed with this private school. It seems like there's some deep-seated misogyny going on.
Well, you're in for a very rude awakening about private schools, Stairmaster.
Uh-oh.
I feel like that's probably common, or at least was.
They probably still do it.
Yeah, she runs into Lorelai also. I mean, it's not all bad for Lorelai. She does meet a cute guy.
Who calls her Mary?
No, it's Rory.
Yeah, I...
No, I...
Say what now? Oh, yeah. You're talking about the mom?
I'm talking about the mom, Lorelai, yes.
They're both Lorelai. That's crazy.
But one goes by a different name.
That's insane.
It's wild. What an idea. That's probably what happened in the exec room. They were like, all right, get this. They're both named Lorelai Gilmore. And they're like, what? How will they know the difference?
No, don't worry. The daughter will have a nickname. It'll be okay.
I'm listening.
Right. She'll call herself Rory.
I bet at one point they were going to call this show Lori and Rory.
Oh, yeah. I betcha. I wonder, yeah. And then they were just like, you know what? Lorelai. And they're both that. That was like one of the... That was like an executive note. Make them both the same name.
I like it, but it's missing one thing.
We need something that's...
They should have the same name.
Like, there are just like 40 other shows about a mother and daughter, and they need to set them apart.
Yeah, they needed something. They needed something to set them apart that wasn't snappy dialogue.
Mm-hmm. Look, there's three notes. The first note was they need to have the same name, they need a wacky chef, and they need a sassy harpist.
And they did it all.
Originally, the harpist was an organ player.
Yeah, they were just playing, like, funeral dirges.
Yeah. They got the bagpipes, and they're just playing Amazing Grace.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, originally, Lorelai was supposed to run a funeral service. It was going to be, like, 6 feet under. Lorelai does meet a cute guy who's, like... even goes to her inn later to ask her out, even though she declines his advances.
He keeps calling this guy cute, but he seems very aggressive and unseemly.
I don't know. Was he? I mean, she thinks he's cute, is what I mean.
Oh.
He's being like very masculine here. He's like going after his prey, basically.
Yeah. Well, even after she does say no thanks, and then he's like, well, you know. I'm going to go on a business trip to China. And when I'm back.
Impressed?
Perhaps we'll talk about this again.
Yeah, I think this.
I'm going to. He didn't say talk about this again. He says, I'm going to try you again.
Yeah, this man needs to be castrated.
I mean, yeah. To be fair, she did tell him where she worked with the. I don't know. I guess she was just like telling him though. That's. I don't think that's an invitation to show up there.
To stalk her.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's stalking her, but he's definitely like approaching her with powerful intentions.
powerful intentions. Yeah, that's not like putting it. It's not like describing Pop to Miss Sirocco.
Just
dominating her mentally with his new type powers.
Trying to, anyway.
Yeah, until it's revealed that Rory actually has new type powers.
Oh.
They activated when she tried to get her locker unstuck.
What a twist.
That's actually how she knew the answers to those history questions.
I didn't know that was one of the new type powers.
Well, you know, she just heard from the other lady the answer and answered before her.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yes.
It's just like, that they don't have the budget to sort of show the new type realm.
Or give her bits or funnels to fight people with.
Hey, no fight scenes in this show, by the way. Just had to mention that real quick.
Not yet.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think we're building to a fight scene between Rory and this other lady.
Or her mom.
Well, yeah, Rory seemed very mad about being late, this almost being late to school. Also, in classic teenager fashion, Rory does not tell her mom that she has to go meet the headmaster of the school until they're already there.
I think she had the impression that she probably did need to, right? And just forgot. Because she knew she had to be dressed for the occasion, but didn't.
Theo was correct.
I guess that's true. They go through the school. Lorelai is making sure that no one sees that she's not dressed for the occasion. Her mother is
She's wearing like a pink tie-dye shirt, jean shorts, and like cowboy boots.
And a trench coat over it.
Lots of rodeo.
Like he's gonna flash someone.
Lots of rodeo jokes. Her worst nightmare happens because she goes in there and her mom is in there.
Yeah, just like the Sopranos.
She invited herself to this meeting.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool thing to do. Totally normal. And they have this meeting. It's just like so perfect, not perfect, but it's like just well crafted in terms of getting her to the point where she has to do this reveal of what she's actually wearing, where like her mom is like, well, you should take your coat off, you don't want to be rude, and she's like, oh, but I like wearing a coat. He's like, oh, but they're cranking up the heat in here, I insist. And she's like, sure. Yeah, it's embarrassing.
Yeah. She should have just stood her ground. It's a shame how her mom has gotten in her head.
Yeah. You know, much like Gundam protagonists, Lorelai has mommy issues.
Well, I don't...
You're always doing this to me!
I don't know if it's really that... To that extent, I think that, like, just the fact that she's sitting there calling her out in front of the guy, and she put her heels in... be really weird, right?
Yeah, that's true. If you were just like, I insist on wearing this coat, but then she takes it off, and
yeah, she says it's rude not to take your coat off in front of somebody, and it is apparently really hot in there, and it'd just be like, why won't she do it? What's she hiding?
And then they figure it out anyway.
But either way, though, it was just like, why? Like, she didn't want to take the coat off. Why are you trying to make her do it? It's just like, oh, I gave you money, so now like you're my little like puppet now. You're going to do what I say.
Yeah, it's not great. This headmaster guy is like, this is a big old school for big old people doing big old things.
Like, we're very rigorous here. You're going to die, basically.
Yeah, he does a real good job of inspiring his students by telling them that actually it's very hard and you suck. And you will suck, actually. Also, his conversation fail. With her does a lot of, like... I mean, there was, like, a lot of just sexist shit that he assumed she wanted to do.
Yeah.
Where he was like, oh, you want to be a journalist like a lady on The View? Or perhaps Oprah?
Are the ladies on The View journalists?
I would say no.
They're closer to pundits, I would say.
Yeah, like Oprah maybe in the early days was. But even she's not really a journalist now.
Now she's a cult leader.
Well, yeah. Now, even when she had her show for like the time it was most popular, she was not really a journalist.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then like when she says that's not true, she just wants to be like this this journalist lady. He says, "Oh, you want to be on TV?
How dare you?"
Yeah.
Yeah, she's just like, "No, I think I just want to do journalism."
And
he's like, "Ooh, very cute."
Yeah, he's a real shithead. Anyway, I do appreciate that despite setting part of this in a private school, of which I am completely uninterested because that's just like nothing that I could be at all I would want to deal with. They do a good job of making you aware that private schools are filled with just absolute shitheads. Like, is there a character who shows up in this episode who is at the private school who is, like, charming or nice?
No. No. There's not.
Burn it to the ground.
I was watching real carefully for that, and there was nobody. Yeah. Nope.
I thought the guy she was talking to for a second might be, and then he just keeps referring to her as the Virgin Mary the entire time, so that's kind of out there.
And also being, like, real, like, pushy.
Yeah,
he also need to be castrated.
I would say he should
exterminate the entire bloodline.
Yeah, he should be first on the block. So yeah, meanwhile for Lorelai, her day is going splendidly. Her mom keeps calling, trying to like buy things for Rory. It's great. It's a great relationship they have. Something I noticed about this episode is that they're really they didn't do it at all in the pilot, I don't think, really, but they're really hammering home this idea that there's like a budding will they won't they between her and the coffee guy.
Oh no. We should pray for him that that doesn't happen.
Well, I mean, one of the things I know about Gilmore Girls is that that's a thing that runs throughout the show, is the will they won't they between them. But anyway, it definitely seems like they amplified the chemistry between the two of them in these scenes, because it definitely flows better than I feel like it did in the pilot. Like, he's fixing a toaster in one scene, and they're just going back and forth with some fun quips. It's kind of it was enjoyable. he even says like he doesn't have coffee for a while, and then eventually reveals that he's just been messing with her, and he does have coffee.
Yeah, he's just like threatening her with tea.
Yes.
It's like, oh, I don't know. I think might just get some herbal tea here.
Yeah. Yeah, don't threaten me with a good time. I'll take that any day.
No, see, you're not a coffeeholic.
Listen, maybe that's why Gilmore Girls has never been on my radar. I'm not much of a coffee person.
I only drink it out of a need to poop in the morning.
I mean, they'll do that. And see, that's why that's one of many reasons I don't drink coffee.
And that's why you should buy us more coffees.
That's true, yeah. Like, interesting. You can buy us coffee still. Let me be clear here. This is not me saying that do not buy me a coffee. I'm saying still do that. I just like...
Yeah, you're just not going to drink it. You're going to buy it and leave it on the table.
No, I'll give it... I'm going to buy it and then Keo can drink it. Or stare if he wants to shit.
I'll drink like a third of it.
Yeah, and just leave it sit there and pour it out later.
Yeah, pour it out when it's like moldy.
Oh, okay. I would have assumed you would just do it later in the day, but
you think I'm that like a functional Swanson?
Oh, you're a real Lorelai in that sense.
Yeah. Except like she would drink the coffee
and then like spit it out and be like, "That's no good."
No, she would drink it so it would never sit there for like a week and they get moldy.
Oh, that's true, yeah. There's no such thing in the world of Gilmore Girls as coffee that sits on a table undrunk.
Yeah, even if it gets cold, I think they probably drink it, right?
Yeah, they probably put it in the microwave.
Oh, I think they know how to do that.
I don't think they know how to use a microwave. 2000.
They didn't have them really back in 2000.
It's true. They're sort of a recent invention, the microwave.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, just like the television.
Yeah. This was actually one of the first TV shows.
Crazy.
I'm
glad they colorized it for us, though. That was really nice of them.
In case you were worried, though, we do get some Melissa McCarthy in this. She's checking out Peaches.
Guy who brought them is just furious with her.
It's a great way of being like, you can tell that this person consistently has to deal with her and is annoyed every time.
Yeah, I feel for that guy.
Yeah. That seems nice and everything.
Imagine bringing a bushel of peaches and the chef is just like, no, you did a bad job here. Yeah. Look at this.
This peach is rolling on the floor. That means it's...
I can tell it's watery.
It's filthy!
And listen, you know...
The worst part is, though, she's right.
Yeah.
That's the worst part. That's
the strangest thing, is that she's got a sixth sense for peaches. I guess it's all fruit.
Probably all culinary-related things.
Yeah. It's hard to say. But yeah, we get a little bit of Lorelai sort of just running the place while she's intercepting calls from her mother. Her mother says something about buying Rory a car at one point, but the main thrust, my main enjoyment of these hotel scenes, these end scenes, of course, are the Frenchman. I think his name is Michael, something like that. I think it's Michael, but he's the best part of these work scenes.
I was thinking, yeah,
he's like the kind of guy who. Yeah, he's the kind of guy who you would expect to be fired like years ago, but he's just not happily working there, but you know, he's just still working there.
He's the type of person who is confident enough in his employment that he can just tell a group of old ladies that they are in fact antiques, and then just walk away
and just no consequences.
No, none whatsoever. The ladies are taken aback and shocked. But he faces no repercussions.
Yeah,
that's the type of attitude that I want more of in the workforce.
Nowadays, that guy would get recorded on someone's cell phone, and then everyone on Twitter would be arguing about whether he was in the right or not for an entire day.
It's true, yeah. And honestly, you know, he's in the right. I'm gonna say it right here, right now.
How could you say that, Swanson?
I mean, listen, those ladies didn't have to ask him those type of a question like that. What's Keo, he know about antiques?
Keo, if you truly understood Gundam, you'd know that all old people are the worst and fundamentally rotten.
They set that up real early in Gundam, actually.
Is that what they are teaching in Gundam?
Yeah, yes. Remember when all those old people were like, no, we want to leave, let us leave.
Why do you think Judo was like, stupid adults at the end of Double Zeta?
I'm pretty sure they had some adults in the Mobile Suit Gundam who were just like ordinary citizens and they were fine.
Yeah, their names are Bright Noah and Amuro Ray.
Was he an ordinary citizen?
No.
I'm talking about like the people who, those like old guys who are not... Who were on the white base, and they were just like, oh, I want to go back to
the Earth. Yeah, but they took the orphans hostage.
Yeah, that was no good. You lose the high ground the moment you start taking children hostage.
All of them did? I was pretty sure that some of them were all right.
I think the ones who stayed.
Yeah, there were a couple that stayed, right?
Yeah.
Oh, well, they're all dead by the time that... They're all dead by the time Char's counterattack comes along, so...
Probably.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, so the main crux of this mom plotline comes about when Lorelai has to go back to her house because her neighbors see a bunch of gnome kickers going around. They're going around kicking her lawn decorations. Looking for, I guess, the key to her house. And it turns out they're contractors. They're going to put in DSL. This is a little dated, but it's fine, I guess. I mean, I don't know. You running DSL right now to record this podcast?
I've got DSL. Dick sucking lips.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is that what they meant? Because that scene's completely different in that case.
Yeah, they were just harassing her.
Oh, no. The world's a true hellscape in Gilmore Girls.
Yes, they're DM me after this, all right?
Yes, the TV Tuner's DMs are open after hearing those types of words from Stairmaster. So, yeah, she doesn't want DSL. And they're really pushy about that, though.
I would have said, yes, I want the DSL. I wouldn't, I'd be like, yeah, sure thing, Mom. I'll just get me whatever. I don't have any pride.
Yeah, well, when it comes to things that are actually beneficial to me, I would be like, yeah, sure. Like, if she was going to buy her, if she was going to buy my daughter a car, I'd be like, don't do that. But she's going to pay for my internet, I'd be like, yeah, okay.
Do you remember upgrading to broadband? How crazy that was, not having to wait for web pages to load?
No. Because I had it from the beginning.
Yeah, you bougie motherfucker.
A little rich boy over here.
I had dial-up for a little bit, I think, at my dad's house, but I didn't use it.
A little rich boy with his rich
shit. I remember just booting up the dial-up, listening to that ringtone, and then going to, like, the Chevron homepage, look at the wacky cartoon cars.
I had no idea. I remember, like, I had DSL, but I had people who had dial-up, and I was like, why are you guys on dial-up? Like, what's going on here?
I remember back in the good old days of AOL, I'd log on to AOL. I would go to, like, the Adult Swim page, and they would just have clips of Space Ghost. Because it was AOL days, they ran for, like, 10 seconds.
Yeah.
But I would just watch those in some sort of order, and be like, haha, good times. And then, like,
that's insane.
I'd go into a chat room and get banned or something.
And then get groomed.
Probably.
I was not permitted to use chat rooms until I was in middle school, I think.
Yeah, your parents were probably right.
Yeah. AOL was pretty notorious for having, like, a lot of, pedophile shit going on, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, the internet.
In general, just talking to people online, I'm pretty sure, like, some of them were pedophiles or something.
Oh.
I distinctly remember there was this guy who was, like, definitely more than twice my age talking to me.
Uh-oh.
And at the time, I didn't think it was weird. I was just like, oh, this guy's just a bit older than me. And, like, what? Why was he talking to me? I was, like, 13 or something, or 12.
When I was 13, I was on this Dragon Ball Z role-playing message board, and one of the posters there was trans. And I talked to them about what that was like. And so, like, a few weeks later, for middle school English, they had a writing prompt talking about the time you met someone different, so I chose them to write about, and my English teacher immediately called my parents.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Oh,
wow.
Hey, that sounds like a cool English teacher to me.
Yeah.
I didn't tell you the best part of the story.
Oh, I'm sorry.
With that man who was twice my age or more. Yeah, like, at some point he got fed up with me and threatened me.
Uh-oh.
Well, we've all been there.
He told me that he knew how to get my location.
And he already knew your your age and sex.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, okay, yeah, all right, blocked, goodbye.
He was the last missing piece of the puzzle.
I had a friend on MSN Messenger.
It was on MSN.
Yeah, who in the middle of the night just sent me Goatsy, and my dad blocked him. Because he woke up first thing and saw it. I was like, I guess I won't talk to this person anymore.
Yeah.
That must be funny from their perspective, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, that person corrupted Stairmaster a bit, I think.
Probably.
I didn't see the goatee.
I mean, but you've been seeing it your whole life, friendo.
Yeah. Soon after.
Yeah, you were running with the wrong crowd, Stairmaster.
Yeah. Yeah, now I hang out with Christian lads like you.
It's true. TV Tuner's a Christian podcast.
Let's pray.
All right.
Dear Lord, please watch over.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry.
Stairmaster's pretty bad.
You beep out the country name.
Who was it?
You just say, yeah, man.
She tells her mom that she doesn't want her to pay for things because she's going to take her
because it's creepy as fuck.
Yeah. She has control of her daughter and stuff. And I'm sure that'll be the end of that.
Yeah, the dad did not show up at all this week.
No, I feel like he won't show up for a bit, right? Doesn't he live in the other side of the country?
Oh, doesn't the mom?
Well, yeah, they both do. He lives in L.A., and she lives in Connecticut.
But the So wait, why don't they live together? I thought they loved each other.
Oh, Stair.
Doesn't make any sense.
Well, Stair, sometimes, mommies and daddies, they don't get along anymore. And so they have to spend some time apart.
Is this my fault?
What else? What else happened, Swanson?
And then sometimes they see other people who are your new mommies and daddies.
Did I do this?
Yes, you did do this, actually. And no matter how much they say you didn't, you did.
Wow. I'm learning a lot about my parents' divorce now.
Uh-oh.
Well, Kiev, it makes you feel better. It's probably your sister's fault. They seem very annoying from what I've just heard.
Yeah, my sisters who weren't born yet.
Yes.
Well, you know, that might have caused issues. Meanwhile, Rory's day continues to go downhill. She meets this lady, I think her name is Paris. She's I guess afraid that she's, I don't know, she just wants to be the smartest person in the school, I'm taking.
Oh, maybe, you mean Rory, not deal. Lori.
Yes, I meant Rory. We're done with Lorelai's story. And also she meets a guy who keeps calling her Mary. She tries to get her locker open. This seems a little convoluted for me. So she's trying to get her locker open, and the force with which she opens the locker pushes her backwards into a huge project.
Yeah, this is like that episode of The Simpsons where the new girl is smarter than Lisa and builds a way better diorama.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that where... And the new girl's also voiced by, like, one of the friends.
Yeah, Joey.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and he said, "How am I doing? Bad!"
Yeah, what was she thinking?
Yeah, what was she thinking, opening her locker?
No, I mean, what was she thinking, walking out with that fragile diorama with no help and nothing to prop it up with?
Oh my god, I would be so terrified if that was me, just carrying that around.
Just, oh, hey, no, hey. Yeah, if it were me, I would simply get like the sound of like a forklift backing up every time I'm walking until I get.
Did
to
you
the
know
classroom.
I'm forklift certified?
Oh, I would get Stairmaster to haul it in for me with his forklift.
I could do it.
There you go.
Yeah, when are you gonna do your what game was that?
Forklift Simulator.
No, the game that Stairmaster got inspired to get forklift certified from. What was it called? You want to find some sailors?
Oh, Shenmue. Yeah. Shenmue, when am I going to go to Japan and become a forklift driver?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to ask you.
Oh, I would love that so much. It's to be a Japanese warehouse all day.
Stairmaster's down on the docks again racing forklifts.
If it was an American warehouse, there would be like very sad.
Oh yeah,
and,
that'd
like,
be no sense
job.
Of community. But if I'm at the Japanese warehouse, I'm part of a family. I'm the annoying gaijin.
You're working.
That's how it works in Japan.
You're working more hours, but you're at least in you at least have a sense of community.
Yeah, and I get to go drinking with the boss.
Yeah, very true.
And hopefully, I don't get hungover driving the forklift in the morning.
Yeah. And they would speak Japanese to you, and you would just agree.
Hi.
Yeah, he would just say hi.
Yeah.
Ajirin Master, Stairmaster Des.
Yeah, Stair would never bother to learn anything other than, like, regular, just, like, the phrases he's already picked up from anime.
Stairmaster, wah, podcaster des.
Yeah, they make fun of you, like, incessantly, and you wouldn't know for sure if they were or not.
I would be very sure they were.
They would for sure not be able to listen to the podcast, probably, so they would just be like, what, this guy doesn't even...
It doesn't even exist.
No, his friends sound nice. I wish they worked here instead of him.
So yeah, she ruins this girl Paris's project and then tries to like make things better, but I guess makes them worse. I don't know.
Yeah, this lady's like a tsundere.
Yeah, expand on that.
You know, the cold but secretly warm deep down inside archetype you see in anime.
Oh.
The I think type she's of character. Secretly warm deep down?
No.
This
lady is a bitch.
I have a feeling that they might reveal more about her because they got to work on this project together, and that seems like a pretty standard sort of thing, right? Where you, the person who is, seems like an asshole is like, okay.
Maybe she...
You think she's got some household abuse going on?
Maybe, or she just has like a drive to be really good because of her parents.
Yeah.
That's a type of abuse, though, isn't it? Like, where they drive you to that point.
Well, yes, but...
Maybe Rory's just going to have to end up murdering her because she's an asshole.
Oh, yeah. It's like the end of season 5 of Better Call Saul. She's just like, look at the stars, Paris.
Wow, nice spoilers.
Dick? Well, it doesn't mean anything.
No. You're right.
Someone dies. Uh-oh.
Can't believe it.
So yeah, she Paris is not a fan. They do nothing really gets patched up there. It's just a awkward interaction, but Rory does get the last laugh by answering questions that Paris was clearly going to answer and making her mad.
There's a rivalry brewing here.
Yeah, there's a rivalry brewing between the two of them. These girls gonna clash. And yeah, it ends with Lorelai and Rory going to get some coffee. Or no, they're just hanging out, right? They're not getting coffee. They walk by the coffee shop and Lorelai hints that, essentially says in TV speak, hey, it'd be weird if me and that coffee guy had an on-again, off-again relationship throughout the series, right?
And wouldn't it be crazy if we fucked?
And her daughter agrees. If
he dicked me.
That would be wild. Yeah. I'd be gasping.
Yeah. What if just the next episode, it was just the two of them in bed?
Having HBO set?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, no, it's
I would be
it's the aftermath of HBO. Really shocked. It's the aftermath of HBO 6.
What does that look like?
They're just sitting there.
I'm watching HBO 6. I only see the main event, and I don't watch the rest of it.
You just turn it off.
Now that I think about it, I feel like Lori Gilmore would end up in a relationship with Tony Soprano if they ever met.
She's just a really charming guy.
Like if he approached her, in other words?
Yeah, romantically. Yeah, if Tony Soprano visited the state of Connecticut for whatever reason.
Listen, I'm not going to take no for an answer, okay? Come out with me, have some gabagool, okay?
You and your fucking daughter.
It's always coffee with you two. You ever try some OJ with some pulp?
Maybe you wouldn't piss so much if you didn't drink the coffee.
Yeah, I'm sure things would go great in that relationship.
Things would go very, very badly, I think.
Yeah,
Swanson.
Yeah, I had Luke killed. So what? His coffee's shit.
Oh my god, they tried to bust down Luke's business.
He would not abide the French guy.
No. He's like, What's that motherfucker say to me? Hey, look at me when I'm talking to you.
And he would not understand the danger he's in.
Oh my god, the French guy gets fired and replaced with Furio. Stupid a fucking harp.
He would get quote unquote fired.
Yeah. Oh, I fired him.
We had to let him go.
And you know Tony Soprano would not put up with his mom, with her mom at all. Or maybe he would. He would have
a panic attack if he met Mom Gilmore.
Yeah, it would just trigger his own mommy issues. That's the one thing that that's his main weakness. It's mommies.
Imagine Polly Walnuts in the kitchen.
I was thinking like he hires Polly Walnuts. Oh, he would end up shooting them.
That French guy would end up like the other French waiter on The Sopranos.
Oh boy. But hey,
I assume he dies.
Oh, it's hilarious. You missed it, Keo. Yeah. Like this guy comes out to yell at Polly and Christopher for not paying their bill, and Polly hits him over the side of the head with a brick when he's walking away, and that causes him to have a seizure, and they freak out. And Christopher's like, "What are we gonna do?" Polly's like, "I don't know. Give him an EpiPen." And Christopher's like, "We're not doctors." And Polly just shoots him, and they take his wallet and run off.
I think I saw that.
Oh. Okay, then you can delete that entire part.
Yeah, wow, spoilers there.
I thought that was season
spoiler
six.
For a major, major plot of that.
It is very informative, I think. It's like a thesis statement for the entire show.
In classic Sopranos fashion, it is both very informative and also very funny.
And thoroughly jaked up.
Very true. That's pretty much the end of that episode of Gilmore Girls. What'd you guys think of the second run?
I like that better than the pilot by a lot, actually.
I feel
actually.
Like the show's getting its groove on.
Yeah, it felt like it was definitely funnier. The dialogue seems to be finding its groove. Because some of the dialogue...
There's some great villains.
Yes, exactly. There's a villain arc starting here. There's a real... Camille Jared relationship going on between Rory and Paris.
I was thinking it, but I didn't say it.
It seems like this episode really, now if they don't have to do all of the setup that they did in the pilot, it feels like they can just let the dialogue sort of drive the show, which was sort of the whole point. I think it's the reason it's a popular show. So,
and we can have more of the harp player.
Yeah, the harp player is played by Lois Griffin.
I just love the bit where like she's trying to talk on the phone and she asks the harp player to play more softly and she says she does not have a Panasonic logo on her ass. Yeah.
I love that she's a very gifted harp player and everyone is listening and then she stops abruptly because it's lunchtime.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
They're all like super into it too.
Yeah, I love it. Anyway, yeah, I would tune in on this episode.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I'll say tune in.
I was not expecting to enjoy this show the amount I did at all.
As a feminist, I tune in on this.
It's true. TV Tuners, feminist podcast. That's why we love Gundam so much.
Yeah, definitely.
Where
we talked about Gundam through half of this Gilmore Girls episode.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe next episode we'll talk about more Gilmore Girls, but the only time will tell. For now, though, that's about it. As always, this is a Buy Me a Coffee bonus episode. If you have a bonus episode idea that you want us to discuss, even if it's more episodes of Gilmore Girls, you could do that, I suppose. You go over to buymeacoffee.com/TVTuners.
$10,000.
A single coffee gets you a single episode or topic for us to discuss. The sky's the limit, really. We don't really have anything to limit us. Just make sure it's...
Except things we already tuned out on. Don't do that.
Yeah, don't torture us, please. You can go do that if you wish. Or if not, why not stick around and our main feed episodes... are always good time, or of course you can just wait till next week for more Gilmore and coffee. Until then, keep drinking. Bye.
Do not keep drinking.
It's over.
I found him.
Hey folks, it's time for the TV Tuner's bonus fact of the week, I guess. Did you know that Stairmaster's left arm has coffee flowing through it instead of blood?
Is that why I can't feel it?